From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. United States and South Korean leaders are emphasizing the need to bring Pyongyang back to the negotiating table by applying maximum sanctions and pressure on North Korea. South Korean President Moon Jae-in and U.S. President Donald Trump spoke by telephone, and the White House said in a statement the two leaders discussed the close and continuing cooperation between the two and Japan in their coordinated response to North Korea's continued destabilizing and escalatory behavior. The statement said that President Donald Trump and Moon agreed to strengthen their alliance through defense cooperation and to strengthen the South Korea's defense capabilities. Mr. Trump has also given his conceptual approval of planned purchases by South Korea of billions of dollars in American military equipment. U.S. President Donald Trump sent a letter to Congress seeking nearly $8 billion in aid for relief and recovery efforts in Texas and Louisiana. It is considered just an initial Harvey relief package. The president and First Lady Melania Trump have planned visits in Houston and Lake Charles, Louisiana, to meet with storm survivors and to see firsthand damage caused by the flooding there. It is their second visit this region or to the region this week. The First Lady, a day earlier, thanked all those assisting in the recovery effort.
And I just want to tell them to be strong and everything will be okay.
Rescuers continue their search for survivors now a week after Hurricane Harvey began sweeping through the Gulf Coast. This is VOA News. The White House says President Donald Trump will announce his decision Tuesday on whether or not to end the Obama administration policy that protects children of undocumented immigrants who entered the United States illegally. White House spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders told reporters earlier this week the Trump administration was still reviewing the program known as DACA, or Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. Mr. Trump had pledged on the campaign trail to scrap that program, calling it amnesty. Since taking office, he has said the issue was one of the most difficult he has dealt with as president. House Speaker Paul Ryan and several other Republican lawmakers are urging the president not to cancel the program. Ryan says he believes Congress should come up with a way of protecting people now in the DACA program. Approximately 400 people have died in violence in Myanmar's Rakhine State over the past week, according to military officials, almost all of them Muslim insurgents. The military Facebook page reported the numbers, saying the vast majority were insurgents and more than a couple dozen others were either police or civilians. Members of the minority Rohingya Muslim community, however, have reported attacks on their villages that left scores dead and forced thousands to leave. Vikram Nehru with Carnegie Endowment for International Peace tells VOA this could be the biggest crisis Western Myanmar has ever faced.
There is real concern that it is a tinderbox and it could explode at any time. Unfortunately, the reaction of the military to what were clearly unjustified killings that need to be condemned by this group of militants. Nevertheless, the reactions of the military have been out of proportion, and I think the Burmese government should realize the more oppressive the armed forces are in that area, the worse is going to be the reaction from the militants.
The United States says at least 38,000 people have fled from Myanmar into Bangladesh, most of them Rohingya. Community leaders in Bangladesh have told VOA that some Hindus, also a minority in Myanmar, have crossed the border as well. The Myanmar government has denied allegations of abuse against the Rohingya and has limited access to Rakhine to journalists and other outsiders. Russia's foreign ministry has accused the FBI of planning a search of its San Francisco consulate on Saturday after ordering its closure Thursday. Spokesman for the ministry said the search, which the United States has not confirmed, would create a direct threat to the security of Russian citizens. She said in a statement that American Special Services intend on September 2nd to carry out a search of the consulate in San Francisco, including of the apartments of employees who live in the building and have diplomatic immunity. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.